The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So pleased to welcome onto the program Jonathan Swan, Axios.com, political reporter. And Jonathan, am I right? This is your first appearance on the Hugh Hewitt Show?
It's my debut.
Oh, that is true. Then, you know, we haze people.
It's a proud moment.
We haze people here. The ambassador from Axios to this country is actually Mike Allen. So you're filling in as a charge affairs, and I'm glad to have you. But we always ask the same two questions. First of all, was Alger Hiss a communist spy?
Of course.
All right. Number one. Number two, have you read The Looming Tower?
I actually have, but I did it on audiobook.
That counts.
And it does count, although I'd like to read it on print. It was exceptional reporting from Wright.
Well, you are really, two for really two. Now, would you please, before we get into the day-by-day stuff that you do so well on Axios AM and Axios.com and MSNBC, would you tell me what your background is? Because I tell Alan, I think you, like, beam down from the starship because you show up and all of a sudden you've got sources everywhere. Where did you come from?
I came from a land down under. I was a reporter in Australia, and I came over here on a congressional fellowship in 2014. And with the goal, I was still employed by the Sydney Morning Herald, but my goal was to, I had a year visa, and during my time on the Hill as a fellow, I hassled just about every editor in town to give me a job. And I think that the perception of my, the moonbeam is perhaps mainly because my colleagues have been very generous with introducing me to people. And also because on this campaign, when a lot of reporters were focused on penetrating the Clinton orbit and had known the Clintons for, in some cases, decades, I sort of went the other direction and toward the end, you know, met the sort of five or six people who mattered in the Trump orbit. And so when he became president, there actually wasn't that many people around him. And I happened to know all of them. So
It's actually Pulitzer story, because what you did is you outflanked. Now, I'm not a Daily Beat reporter. I'm a journalist, but I'm a pundit and an opinionator, and I talk to them on the air and on the record only. You know everyone in that White House, and they talk to you. That's what's remarkable. How did you earn their trust, Jonathan Swan?
I'd like more of them to talk to me. There's still a few that don't. So if they listen to your show, I hope they can reach out to me. But honestly, it's hopefully people see us as fair, fair-minded, without an ideological agenda. But honestly, most of the time, the reason they talk with you is defensive. If you have a piece of information, as all reporters know, that's leverage. And people feel that if their colleagues are talking, particularly in this White House in the early days when everyone was leaking, it became a situation of defensiveness. So that's how you sort of end up cracking into certain places, but there's still a lot of places in that building that I haven't penetrated, and I'm hoping to.
let's talk a little bit about, there are two currently within the White House, two hot chairs. There's an empty Deputy National Security Advisor. The short list includes Matt Pottinger, Robert C. O'Brien, my old colleague from when I practiced law days, and now the Presidential Special Envoy on Hostages. You've got people from industry. What's your reporting on that, Jonathan Swan? Who's going to be Bolton's new deputy?
Yeah, I don't know who Bolton's new deputy is going to be. I know that he was completely infuriated with the way it went down with Mira, very, very angry about that situation, with her being effectively fired by the First Lady's office while he was overseas. I don't know who he's going to put as his deputy. Bolton has a person who knows him well. Are you allowed to swear on your show? Not the F word, but you
know. No.
Okay, all right.
The FCC frowns on it.
Okay, Bolton used an expert. He said, you've got to hire someone who's more of a something whole than you are. And so he likes having an enforcer in that deputy role, someone who's very tough-minded, someone who supports the president's and his ideological agenda, which is America first. So I suspect he'll have It's a very important role, and I suspect it'll be someone who's going to exert the same level of authority that Mira did, perhaps in a more diplomatic, slightly more diplomatic way.
I'm kind of hoping for O'Brien because he's ruthless as can be when it comes to firing people. When you run a law firm, you have to fire people, so I like that. And I like Matt Pottinger. We'll see. Now, talk to me about Chief of Staff, because the guy who's got the long goodbye attached to his name, they're going to make a movie, is John Kelly. And I think I think Jim Vandehei's broken this story 8 times. I kid you guys about this, but what's the story on General Kelly?
Well, no, we have resisted. We have never written that Kelly's gone because we don't like to write that story. I think I wrote the last time we wrote something on this. You would need both Trump's and Kelly's tongues to be notarized. Trump has been talking to the guy we're watching most closely is Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff. I'm not saying he's going to be the chief of staff because there is a lot of internal opposition to him. But the children really like him. Trump really likes him. And he's seen as someone who very strong political instincts and someone.
You don't get much smarter than Nick Ayers. Yeah, you don't get much smarter than Nick.
So, they see him as the right person to sort of shepherd the president through to 2020 in this political environment. But there is a lot of internal opposition to him. So I don't know what's going to happen. Trump has all but, I mean, not all, but he actually has offered him the job in a sort of Trumpian way. He's done it a few times, I want you to do this job, et cetera, et cetera. And everyone inside knows that. But in Trump world, a job offer is not a job offer. You know, there's all this sort of Trump sort of often sounds people out about things and it's not formalized. It's a bit murkier than that.
Absolutely.
And Kelly sort of is hanging on.
And that is unfolding in real time. In real time about the Attorney General's office. Now, I think Luttig ought to be the Attorney General, the former Fourth Circuit judge who now is the General Counsel of Boeing. I know he's been promoted to the president by some people. I know Pam Bondi's been in there. What's the state of play there? Because they can't really leave Matt Whitaker there. I don't know if the president's been persuaded this because Cipollone's not there yet, but you can't have an acting Attorney General who hadn't been advised and consented to by the Senate.
Well, that's not their view. And Trump is very happy with Matt Whitaker. He's used the word courage. He said that he's shown great courage. Trump is really, really happy with Matt Whitaker and has been telling people that. And has shown, frankly, from what I'm my understanding from talking to a couple of people who've spoken to him, doesn't seem to have any great urgency to fill that role. That could change. Luttig has come up in conversation. One person who's spoken to the president told me that they got the impression that the president wants somebody that he knows personally. And so that counts against Luttig. However, they also pointed out that Luttig has a very important supporter in the late Antonin Scalia's wife. And the fact that he was a Scalia protege will really be a big assist for him. And there's a whole lot of people that Trump trusts that support him. So he's definitely in the mix. Bill Barr has been discussed, but my understanding from talking to two people who know him is that he's not sort of that keen on the job. And I don't know that Trump has actually, I don't know that Trump even knows him or has brought him up. Another guy who's been mentioned internally is Chris Christie. I'd be very surprised if Christie was nominated because I don't know that Trump fully trusts, maybe a too strong a word, but Trump wants someone who he thinks is going to be with him in that sort of Trumpian way. And I don't know that that he thinks Christie is that person.
I'll tell you, Luttig would be with him for all the right reasons. He's a constitutionalist and he is, you got to see the battlefield at Justice. It's the most important domestic side appointment. SecDef, SecState are more important. But Treasury pales in comparison. It's your general for all matters, both domestic and sometimes extraterritorial. You got to be really smart. You got to be very constitutionally oriented, and you have to be tough as hell. And that's Luttig. I think Barr is actually promoting Luttig, so we'll see. But the president, back to Whitaker, Jonathan Swan from Axios, I don't know that without Cipollone there, anyone has explained to him that everything he does is subject to being thrown out on legitimacy grounds. So they're running a huge risk of a fine, in developer terms, bridge financing that doesn't come through at the last minute. Does he get that?
Well, you know the technicalities of this a lot better than I do. I've read the the George Conway, Neil Katyal op-ed, which sort of with my little lizard brain explained to me. But Trump has been, I know that Trump privately has been gloating about the, it was an OLC opinion that talked about the Vacancies Act. And so Trump has been convinced that it's perfectly hunky-dory. Is that an American word?
That is a hunky-dory. You're allowed to use that, although it hasn't actually been in use since the 50s, Jonathan Swan.
Okay. Well, I'm outdated. Like, my understanding is that Trump thinks it's fine.
He's so wrong. But come back early and often, Jonathan V. Swan. You got the two intro questions correct, and so you are welcome back early and often from Axios. Follow him on Twitter at Jonathan V. as in Victory Swan.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.